Okay, hi everybody, and boy, am I surprised to see some of you here after the whole day, starting from the Moria Federation inauguration this morning at 6:45, and now completing with our vigil. Is it necessary? It is necessary. We have, I have to say, we have still a dangerous and unbalanced situation. We have, it's hard to come to terms with this, but we have obsession in the White House. Obsession is the next stage to possession. It's slightly less severe, but it means that nefarious forces can grab hold of a person's psyche and continue to force issues which would not be found in a normal human being. There have been a number of psychiatric evaluations, not just the niece of the president, but also other groups of psychiatrists who see 30 days ahead before Inauguration Day and see what they perceive as a type of mental illness, and we can call it obsession. And they consider it to be impossible that the individual concerned will accept reality. Reality, according to the evaluation of many trustworthy people, is simply that the election, at least on the presidential level, has gone blue, and that the Martian red did not prevail. But the individual in the White House does not see this as a possibility and will not accept it. And this contributes to a kind of malaise, and I would even call it a kind of disease that is sweeping through the psyche of those who are many millions in the United States of America. And yes, desperation takes over, and we know the problem of the suggestion of martial law, and maybe almost as bad, the suggestion that a fantasist in the form of a certain lawyer will become a special prosecutor and attempt to legally undermine the election process or overthrow it. We have, unfortunately, a number of crazy or semi-crazy things going on which have nothing to do with the potential and actual greatness of America. It doesn't mean, you know, we have to talk about American exceptionalism, you know, as is sometimes pridefully done. As Master DK simply says, fortunately for the soul of that great people, much suffering lies in store. It has come, it is present, and we don't know how much worse it can get. Now there's a new COVID strain that is humbling Great Britain. It is 70% approximately more transmissible than previous strains, and this at a time when vaccines are being developed, and it's an unknown really whether the vaccines will be effective against this. And to think that it will simply stay put in the United States, in the United Kingdom, is perhaps just wishful thinking. Every sane person, even a person who has been sycophantic, which means basically slavishly subjecting himself or herself, flattering to the will of the dominant individual, even those are saying, as you are saying here, Jesse, there is no need for a special prosecutor, and there's no need for further conspiracy theories, and that the election has not had significant fraud, and maybe less than usual. There are always isolated cases, and there are always human errors. But the attempt is rather insane, and it grows ever more desperate. So 30 days is a long time in an individual who unrealistically has convinced himself that fraud has occurred. Wide-scale fraud, which stole from him the election. You know, patently untrue, and sane people, even, you know, in the Red Party, sane people just cannot go along with it. So this is the time for extreme vigilance. We're just a small group, and there are others in the esoteric field that are working very hard to help to balance the situation esoterically, but we cannot let down for 1 minute, especially until the 6th of January, which also includes the 5th, which is the runoff. It's hard to say. Suppose the Democrats or the Blues do win both seats in the Senate. This might drive the dweller in the White House to such desperation that he uses the two-week period really to bring us into an unheard of state within the United States, which could include martial law and the attempt to force a revote. So conditions are critical still, because for reason of obsessive insanity, really, or at least people could say so, and the group of psychiatrists, quite a number of them, and who's the leader, Brandy Lee or something like that, a psychiatrist, I forget, I think her name is Lee, they are really concerned And so is the psychological approach. The niece, who is the psychologist, really concerned. And so are the aides, who usually were entirely for that agenda, even though it was dishonest, and they are concerned that the dweller in the White House is not well. Not well. So we have to work on psychological rehabilitation of the many, many gullible people who, by their numbers, if they were to switch, let's say, if the force of common sense turned red at least into purple, if the blending of indigo and red by pigment at least turned purple in the red areas, this would indicate that already there would be a bridge. Now, we cannot hope for that extensively, but there can be some turning, and numbers do count. We notice how very susceptible the members of the Senate are when it comes to counting the numbers by which they would keep their job or lose it. So, not to alarm us, but we do have about 30 days, 29 days before Inauguration Day. And we have to treat these days as if serious things could happen. Defenses have been breached. We know a huge hack has occurred. No interest. The interest is in overthrowing the election. 3,000 people a day are dying, roughly. No interest. The interest is in overthrowing the legitimate through lies, through dissimulation, through manipulation. The interest is in overthrowing the legitimate result. It is obsession. And so we will work counter to that. Now, Tui has been very, very busy today, as you know, leading many ritual, what can we call them? Their services, their meditations, and they've been very beautiful. So she actually has work for another group coming up, that excellent 2025 initiative group. She has to be there helping out. So that leaves me kind of leading this meditation. And I'll do it in an improvisatory manner, somewhat. The choice is clear, and let us stand, let us bless President-elect Biden, Vice President-elect Harris, let us bless them. And let us see them as guarded by the solar angel of the United States and the angel of the presence of humanity. And as for the others, let us hope, as we stand in spiritual being, that as much of the soul power can come through and rearrange the distorted perspectives that leaders, when they don't think of others and think only of themselves, the distorted perspectives that they can have. we've crossed over now, and I'll kind of now begin into the meditation. From Advent into the actual Capricorn energy. And it is solemn, it is serious, and it is full of potential. And potential for good, if we but use it correctly. And it'll grow on us now from the solstice on into the beautiful Christmas. There's just some energy about Christmas that causes people to celebrate with joy in their heart. It is good news. The disciples were told, you know, the apostles were told, go out and spread the good news. And they did. And so many suffered for it. But the whole idea that the Christ is going to give 2,000 more years of his attention to the salvation of humanity and is extending the normal term of office of a bodhisattva by another 2,500 years. And this is good news. And that the masters, so many of them, the ones even with whom we are most familiar, will be walking among us and directly able to supervise the regeneration of the human psyche. Because it needs that. This is good news. And we have been placed in a position where we can help. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. Applying not only to the United States, but to the United States of Europe, European Union, to the Russian Federation, to the collection of nations in the world. We will celebrate them in our New Year's vigil. Hopefully you'll be able to attend some of it, not all 24, 25 hours of it, but okay. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. The energies of unity, of unification at work. Not divide and conquer. It's so sick now. But something better, which consciously or unconsciously, and I believe in the case of our president-elect, quite consciously, will help to save the soul of the United States, an important nation, one of the three, with Great Britain and with the Russian Federation, one of the three upon whom the fate of humanity depends. And it would be interesting to see what he says now of China. We will learn more, because the new teaching is on its way. So we are surrounding with our own little version of the great defending wall. It's nothing like what hierarchy can provide, but through our light, through our love, through our willingness to sacrifice in love, wisdom, and illumination, we can contribute something. To the defense of humanity. So we're in our own little way, forming part of that army. It's in Agni Yoga, the very beginning. The army of Maitreya numbers 1 million. It's probably a symbolic figure. But it is an army not of warfare in the violent sense, but an army of implacable spiritual will. And we must become infused by this great willingness on our own level, just as the Christ said in the Garden of Gethsemane as he was passing through the sixth initiation. Not my will, Father, but thine be done. And we can say the same, not my will, Christ, Maitreya, but thine be done. And even reach towards the great Father, interpreting his will in our own little life and group life the best we can. Not my will, Father, but thine be done. The way we take sides is by standing in spiritual being. We stand on principle that the great purpose of our planetary logos will be expressed. And we work at this point in the United States seeking to see love and wisdom pervade. It's not so much to say we are for this one or against that one. I mean, you know, that is true. Because we recognize who represents what. But each one of us stands in spiritual being. And our groups stand in spiritual being. And in this process, we become aware of the angel of the presence of the United States, battling ever against the unregenerate dweller on the threshold. So we really do align with our own angel of the presence, And we realize that we are still part of the dweller, but we are the awakened part, the higher aspect of the personality ray. So that angel of the presence within the egoic lotus of the United States, and then within the egoic lotus of all humanity, with that we align. And we are linked with the effort of that great being to prevail. And truly, so we can all fulfill the Dharma, and so that all other nations can fulfill the Dharma, we ponder on what it means to light the way. I light the way. And it will be a way that leads to, even though it doesn't seem so now, psychological rehabilitation, spiritual rehabilitation. It means to be dressed in new robes, new energies. And to spread those energies widely. So much of the founding of this nation had a very purposeful divine origin. Of course, there are magnetic places spread across the earth, five planetary centers, maybe soon to be six, and the great cities of the world have their talismans. They've been planted for a long time. An experiment is underway. Some understand it. Some could care less. And we must make sure that egotism and selfishness do not defeat the purpose of that great experiment. We're told about the professor who often accompanied Washington. We're told about his impassioned speech at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. We're told that when everyone looked around for him after he aroused the group in Philadelphia to a high pitch of patriotic excitement, he was nowhere to be found. I think we're talking about Master R, Regent of the United States and of Europe, practical unifier. But all of this under the name of the Christ, and we try to detect his presence wherever two or three or more are gathered. and we pledge ourselves to him. We have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya. Be with us. Now is his time, and over the next century, an intensification of his presence in the minds of those who know who he is and can recognize. We'll introduce a little bit of the glamour meditation here, because the enemies of the emergence are with us. And it's in the bewildered psyches of millions, subject to obsession. And so we touch the forehead, the heart, the left eye, the right eye. And we say, as a soul, I work in light, and darkness cannot touch me. I take my stand within the light. I work, and from that point, I never move. Trace the protective light. Because the condition of the astral plane, where so many bewildered people are affected, is very serious. Especially when the forces of evil and materiality and selfishness attempt to whip up the clouds, the veils, the miasmas that prevent a human being from seeing truly. When there's an emergency, we can call upon the white light and the violet light and the entire hierarchy, even the Chohans, to help humanity through this emergency. It's not worship, it's not the usual selfish prayer, it's an invocation. We can form this Dhyani Mudra, meditative mudra, and we can hold it for a while so that we, focused in the light, are not swept by those glamorous currents by the Kama Manas, which is mostly Kama anyway. So that we can understand how much the three great lords are doing at the top of hierarchy to help. The first and the seventh ray working very much together, and Master R, the third ray, Maha Chohan, with his seventh ray soul and aligning as well with the Manu, because we're talking about attack in the political department. And to ward off that attack, we line up with the great white light, and also with the violet light, to reorganize all of these chaotic energies, because the Black Lodge works with chaos, we know that. Drugs, chaos, fear. They have their methods. So the white light purifies the hierarchy. Stands ready, and on behalf of humanity, we invoke the violet light. There is a representation of the Manu. That is the line along which the attack is occurring. And the angelic forces are there to help. And the violet light descends throughout the country, helping the indigo turn the red to violet. Think about that for a minute. This is one way to work, only when there's an emergency, and I believe there is now. 30 days is a long time with an unstable psyche at the helm. And we can think about the astral plane, which is swirling with falsehood, miasma, clouds, vapors, and those who know how to do it can bring their three lights together of the soul, of the mind, and the vital light of matter, and protected by the cross, can make their beam out onto the astral plane. And dissipate those conditions which prevent people from truly seeing things as they are. And so we work to prevent even the appearance of these manipulative glamours that blind people and take away their will. Those forces do not appear. And the quality of that energy does not, we say, blind millions of human beings. And the vitality of matter, which sustains these glamours, is not allowed to do so, but is weakened, weakened, weakened. The dark clouds are dissipated. Weakened, dissipated. And they fail to mislead humanity anymore. This is what we work for. The weakening of the dark clouds. The weakening of the lies. Which fool so many. The bringing in of the true light of mind. Under the light of the soul. Until the Buddhic energy of love, wisdom can begin to replace the glamorous energy which has misled so many. The golden Buddhic energy, the color yellow is so important for humanity. It's how humanity presents Buddhi, becomes aware of Buddhi. And we can see that golden yellow energy unifying the many fragmented psyches. In the United States, so indeed, e pluribus unum. And instead of warfare and Martian Red, the great indigo color of the monad and of the soul, and this yellow of Buddhi, they take over and unite the states rather than bring about their downfall through the ancient attitude so propagated in Rome, divide and conquer. No. And the sun will shine upon the astral plane, and within the mind, and within the etheric body. And that true sun of the soul will bring clarity and unity, not without a fight, not without a sometimes desperate struggle, but love wisdom will replace the present condition of the astral plane and the present dogmatic condition of the lower mind and the present susceptibility of the etheric physical vehicle. And all of this under the guardian of the law, the many strata of Michael, Saint Michael, Archangel Michael, the leader of the armies of the Lord, who is justice, who is the law, who is balance, who is Saturn, guarding the law in the three great departments of government, executive, legislative, and judicial. And overcoming the malevolent forces through insisting on the lawful balance. Libra, Saturn, Saint Michael, Archangel Michael. And we fight on behalf of the good law using our esoteric methods, and distributing everywhere the indigo light in our imagination, so that the unitive indigo ray may at last prevail, and the red turn at least purple, and the violet cleanse and reorder, and the white bringing purity, We think in terms of brotherhood, sisterhood, right human relations. Every human being at root, our brother or sister. Even if the personality has turned left at first, the path of redemption exists. And by working over the decades to come, as the Piscean energy in its equinoctial presence and the sixth ray energy in the racial cycle fade out and give way to something better. For this we will work, can work, and we do understand how to approach these matters with interior esoteric effectiveness. Until the beautiful indigo energy through the Christ, through the soul of the planetary logos, even through the soul of the solar logos, is everywhere to be found within the United States, and not only the United States, but as the future ray of humanity, the second ray will shine forth in indigo light. The battle will be severe. Those who carry the word of the plan and purpose have to be ready to count the costs, which DK always encourages. Count the cost of what you're getting into. But there is help from hierarchy, from the Christ, and even from those great beings, the Lords of Liberation, Liberty, Equality, Fraternity, if we invoke them selflessly. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. The sevenfold wheel of love radiates the rays in all directions, gathers them together, synthesizes them, the true red of will, the orange of the acute mind, the yellow of buddhi and of intuitive wisdom, the green of higher mind, the blue of inclusive idealism, the indigo synthesizing all in love and wisdom, and the violet, which reorganizes all according to the archetype of purpose. We stand in the center. We radiate these rays, seven streams of divine love. We are protected and we protect. and we fuse and we blend the many disparate factors now at war internally within the United States. We fuse and blend, invoking the various ashrams, and across all of the members of the human race in all countries, we see the fusing and the blending occur. Until synthesis, recognizable, prevails. And the many errors melt away. And a condition that opens the door to the wonders of the Aquarian Age will be with us. We will be responsible, Saturn in Aquarius, and we will include everybody and everything, Jupiter in Aquarius. And it will be a transformed world. We will light the way, and every country will speak forth through its rays, especially its soul ray and its motto. But first now, let's get into a condition in this much beleaguered country, the United States, where law can prevail and we will light the way. And we will begin to see light. The etheric body will change. The powers of the eye will change. And the next great dimension, now beginning to be explored, will become a factual reality, as DK says, when an individual is ready for the first or second initiation. The public will be able to see in light that it is so. So it won't be 10 p.m., it'll be 8 p.m., just as it is tonight, here, GMT. We will continue because of the dangerous situation with our vigil, attacking mostly through the technique of light, the blinding factors on the astral plane. And so that lying, devious manipulation has no further chance. That will be our objective. All of the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. So friends, we've had a very, very full day, like a, well, like a TV station or something. But it's an important day. It's the solstice day, important. And I think we've done some good work together. And now let's just keep our point of tension. As light workers who know something about love and unity and who are willing, somehow willing, just as the Christ was willing, to carry forth as much of the divine plan as may be possible. I'm not going to ask for any questions or comments. There's been enough of that today. I'm just going to send our love and blessings to everybody and, you know, from the whole communications group. And, you know, important day in the Moria Federation too, starting our 13th year together. Another attempt to help hierarchy increase the light in willing human beings. So we'll be back in touch with you tomorrow at the 8 o'clock time, and there'll be other things happening as some beautiful Christmas programs are coming up. I hope you're able to participate when Tuya offers the service meditation about the fourth wise man, a very, very touching story. We'll be in touch with you and all the very best. Now, all I have to do is figure out, yes, there we go. Okay. Bye-bye for now. Have a nice whatever time it is for you. And we celebrate this solemn time of the Capricorn solstice. So deep and so important. Bye-bye.